This is the eHealth Radio Network, your source for health advice on demand. And now your host, Eric Michaels.
Thanks for joining us once again here on the eHealth Radio Network. This is your host, Eric Michaels. Today on the program, we're speaking with both Susan and Lloyd Ecker of the Snorinator. The two met at Ithaca College in 1973, and after 47 years of marriage, besides their greatest accomplishment of having three children and three grandchildren, they have always worked together side by side in multiple successful businesses. That allowed the Eckers to live their dream life, see all the wonders of the world, and along the way, even get nominated for a Grammy Award. A couple of years ago, Sue and Lloyd thought that they were going to scale back and enjoy a well-deserved retirement, but then a serious ailment escalated, affecting them both, and it needed to be solved, and despite all their efforts, they couldn't find a solution. So they decided to come out of retirement, invent a new product, and start another new business to help themselves and others with the same problem, bone rattling snoring. And Susan and Lloyd, we thank you for joining us here today.
Hi.
How you doing?
Thanks for having us.
Hey, great to hear from the both of you, and I'm looking forward to hearing what you have created through the Snorinator. So for starters, I read your interesting Ecker family business bio, by the way. Can you give us some of the highlights and then tell us how you two came up with the Snorinator?
Okay, well, for starters, both of us grew up in a family business.
Mine owned a luncheonette.
And when I was 5 years old, my father named our restaurant supply company William Lloyd Incorporated.
We both never worked for anyone else.
And after we got married, though, we kept doing the same thing.
But in the 1980s, I took a break and switched from the family business to the making a family business.
Which, by accident, led to our first new business together.
Right. When I was pregnant the second time, I decided I wanted Lloyd to show too, so I made him a hat that said father-to-be.
And I wore it to the hat to the beach that summer, and after a lot of mothers-to-be kept coming up to me and asking where they could get the hat, we changed the B-E to a bumblebee logo, and we started selling hats and T-shirts, mugs, and all kinds of gifts for the mother, the grandma, everybody else in the family to B-E-E.
And 23 years later, babytobe.com was getting 15,000 names, mother-to-be names, on our website.
And all because Sue made me that silly hat.
Right.
And that's when some internet did a godfather on us and made us an offer we couldn't refuse. So we sold the company, decided to retire and go after another dream.
At Ithaca College, I was a drama major.
And I did stand up for 3 years. So with that extensive experience, we decided we were going to try to produce a musical comedy on Broadway, of all places.
Back at school, we were also big fans of Bette Midler. And in her act, she usually did these really funny, dirty jokes about this old vaudeville star named Sophie Tucker. And that's who we decided to do our show about.
And 16 years later now, so far, we've made a documentary, was in all the theaters, written a book.
And because of our Sophie Tucker CD, we got nominated for a Grammy. And I got to walk down the red carpet.
Was I there? And now, because of all that, this spring, we're finally going to workshop Soph, the musical, on Broadway.
Enough about us. Eric asked how we came up with the Snorinator.
Oh, right. Sorry. I guess you'd have to say the inspiration for the Snorinator started at, when was I born?
1953.
Right, 1953. That's when I came out of the chute, not crying, snoring. 65 years later, I've tried every snoring product under the sun. Right?
Yep. There were the nasal strips, the mouth tape, the nose clips, three different mouthpieces.
And a partridge in a pear tree.
Really?
Sorry.
Anyway, one of those products worked.
What is that?
Well, I got to tell you, you two are an amazing couple and fun to listen to. And I can understand why you have accomplished so much in your lives. Now, it sounds like you came up with the Snorinator so you could both get better sleep. Am I right on that?
Well, I'll tell you what happened first was every morning I would wake up with a horrible sore throat. And because Sue kept poking me with her finger to turn over.
Yeah, just in your ribs.
Well, let's go with that.
He never got a good night's sleep. That was the problem. And I didn't either because he was snoring. So, we came up with an idea. You tell him, you're the one who did it.
Well, basically, because I wasn't getting any sleep, that's why we first did it. That's why Sue did it. She wanted to get better sleep, but that wasn't it exactly.
No? You really want to go there?
Yes.
Okay. In 2019, Lloyd's snoring was up to eardrums shattering.
I was cracking mirrors.
I even got a call from a neighbor. Hey, how long is that construction going on?
Well, was that when you tried the noise canceling earphones?
Yeah, and that didn't work either. You were still coming in loud and clear.
That's when the real inspiration came to invent the Snorinator.
Because the earphones didn't work?
No, because that was the night you kicked me out of the bedroom.
Well, on the bright side, then I was getting better sleep and you weren't getting poked anymore.
I'll say.
So 2019 was already 4 years ago. What happened next? Get into that.
We tried more snoring products, throats and nose sprays, nostril vents.
Remember the chin straps? It was like my jaw was wired shut.
Well, despite that upside, the chin straps didn't work either. After he fell asleep, the walls were still shattering.
Then last year, after 3 years in purgatory, I was watching a baseball game and a commercial came on talking about some kind of implant device that was put in your throat that supposedly would stop the snoring.
Looking back, I guess that was a compliment.
That's right. I was willing to go under the knife just so we could get back to
cuddling.
Okay. Call it whatever you want. I definitely deserve some major points.
Okay, Romeo, tell me what happened next.
I'm busy gloating. You tell.
Yikes. I found a sleep doctor. We went to see him and he told us what was involved. Don Juan here agreed. And then the doctor ordered one of those sleep study tests that you take at home. And just to make sure that Lloyd qualified for the device.
I got this wire kit in the mail and Sue helped me get everything on and attached. I kind of looked like I was on a table. I looked like I was in the laboratory of Dr. Frankenstein.
I have no idea how you slept at all that night.
Wait a minute. I just realized that made you the bride of Frankenstein.
Careful. My finger's still loaded.
Okay, Annie Oakley. Proceed.
The sleep study results came back and Lloyd didn't qualify for the implant device.
It looked like I was going to get stuck in the den forever.
And that was the straw that broke my camel's back.
Right. Your camel had enough. After being kicked out of the bedroom for 2 years, I decided to do my own research on snoring.
Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Proactive.
I guess my points have expired.
Keep going.
I found two causes of snoring that were new to me. The first was being over 50. And second, sleeping on your stomach or side.
There was nothing old man River here could do about his age.
Thank you.
But he found it very interesting that someone's sleeping style might cause snoring.
So I looked up sleeping styles help stop snoring.
And that's when we first read about Dr. Fowler and his high Fowler position.
What we?
Oh, excuse me. Dr. Einstein will now continue.
No. Go ahead. You're on a roll.
Okay. In 1888, this Dr. Fowler tested his theory that sleeping at an upright angle of 66 degrees would help his patients breathe easier. That would open their airways, and then, because of that, it would help a snoring person stop snoring.
So we got to work trying all kinds of pillow combinations, and after 18 versions, we finally came up with our memory foam pillow prototype. Now, 1 year later, I've been sleeping in the high Fowler upright position and I have stopped snoring. And
here it comes.
I'm back in the bedroom, baby.
You gotta love it. Well done, young man. Well done. That's all I can say today. We are with Susan and Lloyd Ecker of the Snorinator, a patented non-invasive high-density memory foam pillow that will help you sleep upright and put your snoring to rest for good. Here on eHealth Radio's Health News and Sleep Health Channels, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. Now, continuing on, I also saw in your press kit last month, you were awarded a U.S. patent. What got you that?
Lloyd came up with a new design to help a snorer's head in the upright position for a whole night. It keeps the head in an upright position. What do you call it?
The Snorinator head nest.
That's it. A hinged head cradle with two wings.
That's right. The key to the pillow's success. You scoot into it, adjust the head cradle, and it keeps you a restless sleeper like me from falling out of the high Fowler upright position.
And take it from me, without the head nest, sometime during the night, Lloyd would have ended up flat on his stomach snoring again.
Come to think of it, the Snorinator, right? Training wheels to learn how to sleep upright. That's what this is.
That's it. Okay. We also worked with experts to design the Snorinator with extra lumbar support.
Right. The pillow has a big built-in added cushion for your lower back.
So after you scoot in, you melt into the memory foam and it feels like you're sleeping on cloud nine. We thought of everything, didn't we?
Tell the rest, we.
Okay. The Snorinator comes in two sizes. The large is for people up to 6'6", and the small is for people under 5'6". And it's really so comfortable in bed while you're reading or answering emails, too.
Are you done?
Nope. By sleeping in the high Fowler upright position and increasing your oxygen flow, there's lots of other benefits. Listen to this from the Cleveland Clinic. You're going to increase your energy levels, digest food better, boost your concentration, and metabolize fat and carbohydrates quicker. And you can't see what I'm seeing here, Eric, but it wouldn't hurt my husband to spend a little more time in his Snorinator doing some extra metabolizing.
I got to tell you, congratulations on this creation. I'm sure you have piqued the interest of the audience that has problems similar. So tell us, if someone is interested in getting more information or purchasing the Snorinator, where should they go?
Well, the Snorinator has now launched on Indiegogo.com, or you can go to thesnorinator.com and it will take you to our page on Indiegogo.com.
And that certainly works, and we'll include these links within the show notes of this broadcast. Susan and Lloyd, all the best. Great to have met you. Keep doing what you're doing, and thanks for joining us here today.
Thanks, Eric.
Thank you, Eric.
Anytime, and it was certainly my pleasure. We've been speaking with both Susan and Lloyd Ecker of the Snorinator, a patented non-invasive high-density memory foam pillow that will help you sleep upright and put your snoring to rest for good. And for all the details, visit thesnorinator.com. And again, this has been your host, Eric Michaels, and we do thank you for your continued support of the Health Radio Network. Join us again soon for another episode that will help further expand your knowledge on those things that are important to your health and wellness. For more eHealth Radio reports, we invite you to visit our main radio channel site at eHealthRadioNetwork.com. And as always, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks for tuning in to the eHealth Radio Network. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit eHealthRadioNetwork.com.